Today I'm speaking with Dr. Christian Knutson, Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine and the Medical Director for EMS Education Programs at SUNY Upstate Medical University. We're talking about fever. Now, fever is defined as a body temperature of greater than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit and is typically the sign of infection or other illness. When a fever occurs, it usually means the body's fighting an infection, a minor viral infection, a major life-threatening bacterial bloodstream infection, or anything in between. Dr. Knutson, thank you for being with us today. Enlighten us. What does it mean when somebody has a fever? What's going on inside their body that makes that temperature rise?
Well, whenever somebody has a fever, their body's fighting some sort of infection. And you're right, it can be very minor or very severe. The fever is just the body's response to trying to fight that infection. So the body recognizes whatever the infection is, and your body and your blood respond by releasing chemicals that increase the temperature of your body, trying to slow down that infection.
So it's a response to the infection. It's not really the infection causing. It's actually your immune system then.
Correct. The bacteria or viruses themselves can't cause a fever, but your body's response is what's causing the fever.
Okay. So it's indicating that you're fighting. All right. What about fluctuations in temperature? We hear that a lot. So you know, we hear a mother say, "Well, I put Susie down for bed. She had a stuffy nose, but there was no fever, so I didn't worry about it. But now it's 3 a.m. in the morning, and I'm very concerned because now there's a high fever." That seems to be a pattern. Can you comment on that?
There is some normal fluctuation to your body temperature as the day goes on. At night is kind of the point where your body temperature is the highest. So if you do have the start of an infection, runny nose, sore throat, or a common cold, for your child, it may be overnight the fever becomes highest, both at the point where your temperature is highest and when the infection started for your child as well.
All right. So it sounds like it can change throughout the day, and it's a natural response to infection. But so then if that's the case, and, you know, it's supposed to happen, why do we treat fever? Is it dangerous, or are we trying to improve the patient's comfort, or are there reasons that apply to both, or what's going on there? Why do we treat that?
Typically, fever by itself is not dangerous, but it does make you feel miserable. Your body hurts, you feel hot, sweaty, and again, you're just miserable. So we can treat that fairly easily with either acetaminophen or ibuprofen. It makes you feel so much better. But also you want to heal from whatever the infection is, and treating the fever does help you get better. You want to drink plenty of fluids and rest, and treating the fever will help you drink, keep your strength up, and fight the infection.
And that same treatment does seem to bring down the muscle aches and the overall feeling of ill.
Yeah, it just makes you feel better. I mean, whenever you're sick, you feel miserable with a fever, and treating it just gets you through the illness that much better.
All right, so obviously we're going to be focusing a lot on infection and kind of how to identify it and treat it. But there's also some other causes of fever. What kind of other things cause fever that might be indistinguishable or might have to be ruled out or thought of when somebody has a fever?
Again, infection is, you're right, most common cause of fever. There are some other less usual things. Obviously, during the summertime, if you're outside in the heat, you can have heat stroke or heat illness where your temperature's up. It's not really a fever where your body's causing a inflammatory reaction, but it's just a response to the environment. So heat illness could be a cause of a high temperature. Some medications can cause your temperature to go up, especially illicit drugs. Cocaine, PCP, crystal meth, stimulants, all those can make your temperature go up. So if someone's acting goofy or altered and have a fever, as ER doctors, we always think about drug ingestions as a possibility.
And in those drugs, you also mean like regular medications, not necessarily recreational drugs, but some other regular medications, either as a side effect or in an overdose situation.
Right. Even over-the-counter Benadryl, if people overdose on that can cause a fever. Or just your regular prescribed medicines, if you have a bad reaction to them. Rare, but they can cause a fever as well.
But those situations wouldn't be necessarily an infection, but that someone probably needs to seek medical attention too, or?
I would think so. If you're having a bad enough reaction to a medicine, where it's causing a fever, you should be seen either by your doctor that same day or come to the emergency department to make sure the reaction isn't getting worse or being life-threatening in those cases.
We commonly worry about a fever for the other reasons you talked about, but it is a common concern that the fever is very, very high. And I know you just said that it's usually on its own. It's not terribly dangerous, but does it cause seizure?
Typically, a fever does not. Patients will come to us and worry about brain damage or seizures or long-term effects from a fever, and that's very rare if ever happens. For general infections, the infection can cause problems, but the fever itself is not dangerous. If you get over 106, 107, it's usually something else, either a reaction to medications, overdose, heat stroke. That can be more dangerous as you get really high. But again, that's unusual to have with an infection by itself.
So it's maybe not a specific temperature that we're concerned about, but if it does get as high as 106, 107, 108, that's concerning, if not for any other reason than there's something else going on.
I'd say, yeah, they should come to the hospital.
All right. What about just your typical adult with a fever? When should they be seen? Because fevers are common, but how do we know in an adult or maybe even an adult of advanced age or an elderly person, when do they need to see the doctor for their fever?
I think kind of the reverse is true. When do you not have to see a doctor? If you're able to control the fever with Tylenol or ibuprofen, you're drinking fluids, your strength is staying up, you don't have to be eating solids, but mostly drinking fluids. And if you're getting through, you don't have to go to the hospital right away. But if you're not doing well, you have the fever, you have some other symptoms of other infections, bad sore throat, you can't drink fluids, you're coughing up phlegm, you're very short of breath, or something else is wrong, then those are reasons you should come to the hospital and get checked out.
What about days of fever? Does that matter?
Not usually. I mean, a common cold is by far the most common cause of fever that we see. And that can last between up to 5 to 7 days. So even though you have a fever for several days, it's not dangerous or not a reason to come to the hospital. You should be seen by a doctor to see if there's anything we can treat, a bacterial infection. But it's not surprising to us that people have a fever for 5, 7, 10 days.
Oh, okay. So tell us, go through this for us, break it down for us. What are the sort of things we would expect to be causing a fever? What are the common infectious problems that adults and maybe even the elderly patients?
The most common we see is the common cold, runny nose, postnasal drip, sore throat, body aches, and just not feeling well. We see that quite often. If you have ear pain, problems hearing, pain in your ear, you have to think about ear infections. A bad sore throat is most often a viral infection. Some people can have strep pharyngitis. They have pus in the back of their throat, large lymph nodes, fever, and no other cold symptoms. That could be strep throat. Pneumonia, chest pain, fevers and chills, bad cough, shortness of breath. That's very common as well. Probably more common is bronchitis, where you have shortness of breath, a bad cough that doesn't get better, maybe some wheezing. Your doctor can tell either by listening to your lungs or getting an x-ray of your chest if it's a bronchitis or pneumonia. Obviously, for pneumonia, you need antibiotics. For bronchitis, you don't. Urinary tract infections are common, pain when you urinate, blood in your urine, having to go more often, or back pain is a serious sign of a kidney infection with that, which are fairly common as well.
And the elderly population may have those symptoms as well, even maybe even before the fever. So paying attention to the associated symptoms is important.
In the elderly, if you have a fever, that can be more serious than younger adults. If someone's elderly has a fever, it could be a sign of a very serious infection. We do take elderly people with fever more seriously because of the risk of having a more advanced infection or becoming sicker if they have other health problems as well.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate HealthLink on Air. I'm Dr. Derek Cooney, and I'm speaking with Dr. Christian Knutson of Emergency Medicine about fever. Now, you also work in the Adult Emergency Department at SUNY Upstate University Hospital, but you also work at the Golisano Children's Hospital Emergency Department. What about children? Do we treat those children differently? Is there different causes of fever? Is something specific about them? And what about the very young children?
I think in children roughly 4 months and older, we treat them much like adults, we look for what's causing the fever for them. Again, colds, ear infections, throat infections, pneumonia, bronchitis, especially in the winter months, and croup as well. We see that quite often, and when most children come to the hospital, that's what we find. In the very young, we do take them very seriously. Children less than 8 weeks or 9 weeks, they can't fight infections very well. Their bodies just don't have the immune system. So if they have a fever, it could be the sign of a virus or a sign of a serious, you know, either meningitis or pneumonia or a very serious infection. And for them, they get a very thorough workup. They get x-rays of the chest. They get blood work. They may get a spinal tap looking for meningitis as well. They might stay in the hospital until we figure out the cause of their fever. So the very young, we take very seriously. Over 4 months, we take seriously as well, but usually we find other causes for their fever.
So it sounds like what we're talking about is when we have a fever, we really need to know what the associated symptoms are. It matters how old you are. If you're a senior citizen versus an average adult versus a child versus a young child, sometimes fever is a minor condition that just needs the physician to look at you. But sometimes fever means to the physician that, oh my goodness, looks like we're going to get a big workup here. And you mentioned a couple of things, blood tests, urine tests. What are the things that may need to be done? And do you need to stay in the hospital for fever?
I think really what most people need is a very good physical exam, a skilled doctor who knows how to look at you and examine you thoroughly can often find the source of infection just by a good exam. But if you are sicker, very young, very old, or have other health problems, you can expect to get blood tests, look at your white count, see how high it is, make sure your kidneys are working okay, get an x-ray of your chest looking for pneumonia or other infectious problems, urine tests looking for urinary tract infections. If you have belly pain, we work that up with ultrasounds or CT scans. And it also depends how sick you are. If you have a minor fever, a good exam. If you're sicker, you'll get more tests.
Well, Dr. Knutson, that was an excellent overview of fever and how we should be responding to it. And I'd like to thank you very much for being here with us today.